Hey, what's up?
Hi, good evening. My name is Sam. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Well, could you repeat the question?
No problem. Are you a legal resident of Minnesota?
Illegal. Well, you know, yeah, I didn't come across the border, so I am legal.
All right. Are you at least 18 years of age?
Let's not do this.
Am I what?
Are you at least 18 years of age?
Well, yeah. What is the point of your research?
Well, we're actually doing an investigation related to Minnesota and different situations that Minnesota is facing related to environmental issues.
What?
I can't really. You know, you have an echo. You must be talking on a speakerphone in a big room.
I'm not. Can you hear me better?
Well, go ahead. What was the last question? Well, what you were doing the research on what?
It's related to environmental issues in Minnesota.
Oh, interracial and environmental. Are they related?
No, just environmental.
Environmental. Well,
yes.
Okay, sure. Ask your question.
All right. So in your opinion, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
The biggest issue?
Yes.
It's not the environment, that's for sure. Not global warming, that's for sure. We're going to have a nice warmer winter this year. That'd be great. So, you know, I would say taxes. I'd say the biggest problem in Minnesota is they're not responsible for the budget. They've let people rip off the state with the fraud on the welfare and the food programs, the charity programs. They don't properly manage the tax revenue, so taxes keep going up. Yeah, it's economic tax issues. It's mismanaged. That's my opinion.
All right. Thanks so much. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue, based on your opinion?
Most important what?
Global environmental issue.
The most important global environmental issue?
Yeah.
Pollution. People all over the world, China is a massive polluter. People in third world countries pollute massively because they don't have the technology to produce things with good efficiency and clean products. So,
Okay. So
pollution, it's not warming, it's not CO2. It's pollution of water, pollution of the air, pollution of the food. That's the biggest global problem.
All right, thank you. Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
You know, Minnesota doesn't...
Pollution of probably the farmland.
Yeah, I'd say toxic chemicals, pesticides on farmland gets into the runoff water, gets into the groundwater, and we're all drinking city water that has got, toxic chemicals and bioorganic hazards. That's the biggest problem, is groundwater pollution from agriculture.
Okay, thanks so much. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Let me read the first one. Medical manufacturing, would you say it's good, excellent, just fair, or poor?
Medical manufacturing?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd say it's good.
All right. What about forest products?
Forest products?
Yes.
I don't live in a forest producing area, but I think the companies are being responsible, so I'd say good.
All right. What about agriculture and farming?
Well, it's a mixed bag, but, you know, private farms do really well. The big industrial farms owned by massive national corporations, they're toxic polluters, and they don't do a good job.
All right.
So I would say four. Let's say
okay.
four.
Thank you. What about electric utilities?
They're fine. They're doing a good job.
All right. Thank you. Mining?
Mining, well, the very nature of mining has a lot of environmental disruption, but the mining companies up in north where they do the mining have done, made a lot of changes, so I think they're doing good now.
Right.
They didn't used to, but they are now.
Thank you. And refining, what's your opinion?
Refining?
Yep.
I'd say they're doing a fair job, you know.
All right.
There's always a little smell around a refinery, but...
All right. Now, using the rate, the same level of rate, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Environmental groups, do they do excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I think by and large, environmental groups are doing just fair. There's so much confusion. I think many of them are focused on the wrong thing. And there's good ones and there's bad ones. So fair, mixed bag.
Okay. Now, what about forest and timber industries? How would you rate them?
Good.
All right. U.S. Forest Service?
The U.S. Forest Service?
Forest Service. Mm-hmm.
I think good, yeah.
All right. What about Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Yeah, good.
And County Land Departments.
County?
Yep.
County
what? County Land Departments.
Land, like land.
Land.
Uh-huh. Land management, okay. You know, the counties, well, I guess they're doing good. You know, it's there's always competing interests, so they have to decide who they're going to give more power to and who they're going to work with more, but I guess they're doing okay.
Great, thank you. Now, next question. How important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very, somewhat, not too, or not at all important?
Oh, I think it's very important.
All right, thank you. Now, how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very, somewhat, not too, or not at all significant?
I'd say going in the future, it's going to be somewhat significant.
All right, thank you. Now, each year, trees are harvested, in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say that are more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's you're asking about a fact, and I don't know the actual number, so I'm hoping that it's going to be the same as what's harvested.
All right, thank you. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? Do you know that?
I think there's more. I think there's been a lot of planting.
All right. Thank you. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
Yes, I do.
All right. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
What were the two options again?
Positive, no impact, or negative?
Oh, the forest? Well, on wildlife? You know, it's always disruptive, so I'd say it's a negative impact on wildlife.
All right, thank you. Now, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
These are getting more difficult. Do I feel that it's possible? Well, I think, yes, I think it's possible if it's done right. I mean, it's not about is there capacity. It's about is there a good strategy and management technique available to the industry, and are they willing to do it? So, yes, it's possible.
All right.
Will it be done? Will it be done is a different question.
All right. Thank you. Now, do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
That are not part of the wilderness areas?
Correct.
Yes, I do.
All right. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yes.
All right. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
All right. Thank you. Now, do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Whole trees, no.
All right.
Whole trees are better for lumber
and
wood products.
Thank you. Now, have you ever seen, read, or heard any information of or news about Minnesota's forest product industry?
Have I read anything about it?
Yeah. Or seen news?
No, not really.
All right. Now, do you donate money to environmental causes?
Not at the moment.
All right. Thank you. Now, let me read this statement. So the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private land owners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component, a significant component, a minor component, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
I guess it's a significant component,
All right, thank you.
It depends on where the threshold of change is there, but between your categories. But, yeah, significant.
All right, thank you. Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of a state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
State dollars, no.
All right, no. So would you oppose?
What they should do, they're already spending money on, you know, regional colleges and universities and state colleges. And so they should add forestry programs and practical programs like heavy equipment operation, things like that, to these educational institutions, which are already getting a lot of state money. So it's not that they need more state money. They just need to add programs where the education is already happening.
All right. Thanks for sharing that. Now let me read the following statement. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industries, workforce. Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200 plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of workforce. So would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forests, and forest industries?
Well, no, because I believe there's a more efficient way of doing that. Like I said, mm-hmm. bring the training programs into the existing educational system, which is spread out all over the state, and you know, that would cost a whole lot less than $8 billion.
All right. Thanks for sharing. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. So here's the first one. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Would you support or oppose?
Yes, because that's what I said, but I think there's a way to do it cheaper than $8 billion.
All right. Now, increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people non-traditionally employed, the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities?
Sure. Yes.
All right. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues? Support or oppose?
Well, if they paid them enough money, they wouldn't have to subsidize the housing.
Right.
So, you know, should the state support subsidized housing for forest workers? No, I don't think so.
All right. And get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide? Would you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, finally, just a few last questions about you and your household, and we're done. So, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
Bachelor of Science.
Okay. Thank you. Now, what is your age? Is it between 18 to 35?
Well, actually, my wife has a master's, if that matters to the household
okay.
thing.
Thanks so much. So are you between 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. How would you describe the community you live in? Is it large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
It's suburban.
All right, thank you. Is your annual household income less than 25,000, 25 to 49,000, 50 to 74,000, 75,000 to 99, or 100 plus, 100,000 plus?
I think it was 50 to 74.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider your political views to be liberal or progressive, moderate or conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you. In which one of the following categories would you put your job or businesses? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retire, a homemaker, a student, or not employed?
Well, I'm currently retired.
Okay, thank you. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time here. That actually, the survey is already concluded with that question, so I really appreciate your time here. Have a good night.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.